Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times 8. I don't know. A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, we played it here on a Monday night, December 26th, into Tuesday, December 27th. What's going on, everybody? Another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you, a little post-game edition of the podcast. Hope you're having a great Christmas holiday tonight. It was all about Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant, and that Dallas offense. Lions at one point held a 21-14 lead in this game, lose 28 unanswered by the Cowboys as they win the football game 42-21. You're listening, of course, right here on audioboom.com and on iTunes. Thanks for listening to Locked On Lions and what is going to be a very, very interesting week now for Detroit, because now it's win or else, basically, to win the division. And we knew that going into tonight against the Packers. But if the Redskins knock off the Giants on Sunday and the Lions on Sunday night, a night game at Ford Field, Sunday Night Football, NBC, Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth in the building. If the Lions lose to Green Bay and already know going in that the Redskins had knocked off the Giants and the Lions will not be going to the playoffs. And what started off as a great run for this football team at the start of the year and everything else that was going on, and certainly a 9-4 record and in the driver's seat to win the division, will turn into a 9-7 disappointment and the possibility of not going to the playoffs. But what do we want to talk about tonight? It's pretty simple. Dallas was just too much offensively tonight. That's number one. We could sit here and talk about Jim Caldwell and Jim Bob Cooter and Terrell Austin and the refs. And oh, I saw on Twitter everybody was just killing the officials and everything else. We'll get to some of your tweets coming up at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks on Twitter. If you want to hit me up, you can. But the bottom line is whether the officiating was bad or not, and whether there was pass interference on Bademosi or holding on Lawson or A'shaun Robinson slamming Zeke Elliott to the ground, and they called a penalty on that, which I thought was ridiculous. And Sean McDonough even said it was a joke. That's not why the Lions lost the game. The Lions lost the game tonight because they lost to a superior team. Dallas is 13-2 for a reason. Dak Prescott knew what to do tonight. The Cowboy offensive line knew what they were going up against, okay? Dallas has Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, three Pro Bowlers up front on that offensive line. And the Lions, unfortunately, are trotting out no Darius Slay, no Theo Riddick, no Travis Swanson, and it came back to bite them tonight. And you throw in the Quandre Diggs injury from a couple of weeks ago, and you're having to play Johnson Bademosi and Asa Jackson against some very good players and against a quarterback that's rolling right now that is all day to throw. So you guys can whine about the officials. Oh, Dallas gets every call. Come on. The Lions played a pretty good football game tonight. They threw their best punch at Dallas, especially in the first half where Zach Zenner was running like crazy. But in the second half, Dallas came out, made adjustments. The Lions went away from the run, which made absolutely no sense. And yes, part of that is on the Lions coaching staff. But Dallas is the superior team and the best team the Lions have seen all year in their building. And I thought the Lions matched up pretty well with Dallas going into tonight. And I actually thought their chances were going to be pretty good because, one, I don't think Dallas's defense is that good. Although, certainly tonight, they pitched that shutout in the second half. And you got to give them credit. And they've got some playmakers on that defense. Carr played a good game. Church on the back end. Sean Lee's a Pro Bowler and should have made it. They got some good players there. But they made some adjustments, and the Lions just didn't have enough, and Stafford got beat up. And by the way, what on earth is Jim Caldwell doing, putting Matthew Stafford out on the field with a minute to go to run three meaningless plays in a 42-21 game? That was outrageous. He could get hurt. He could step on an ankle, anything. And I know they ran two quick passing plays and then a draw play to run. Get him out of there. He was sacked four times tonight. He was getting killed in the second half because, and John Gruden pointed it out on ESPN on the Monday night broadcast, they were running that 32 dime defense and blitzing people. And, you know, look, Dallas knew what was coming. Rod Marinelli did a nice job. And yeah, he was even the Gruden grinder tonight, which was such a troll job by John Gruden. But the former Lions head coach and the head coach of the 0-16 team dialed up some good things defensively. And I don't understand what Jim Bob Cooter was doing toward the end of the first half and parts of the second half and going away from Zach Zenner. There was a second and one situation, I think, in the third quarter where the Lions had completed a ball to get a 9-yard pass play. It might have been Golden Tate. And then Dwayne Washington's in the game and they're throwing twice. There was a second and 31 situation where he had Stafford running for his life. Zach Zenner had a whale of a first half. Two touchdown runs, 12 carries, 67 yards on the game. Lions had over 60 yards rushing in the first half, 25 yards rushing in the second half, and they went away from it. Did not make any sense to me. They were running the football down Dallas's throats. Now, Cowboys made some adjustments. I'm sure they got a stern lecture from their coaching staff about how poorly they played in the first half. But my goodness, there was no adjustments made to get Zenner and the ground game going in the second half at all. And again, the Lions have got to get Darius Slay, and Theo Riddick healthy for next Sunday. I thought Graham Glasgow did a pretty good job at center tonight again, subbing for the concussed Travis Swanson. But boy, oh boy, with Green Bay coming to town and the way that Aaron Rodgers is rolling right now, if we need to see Johnson Batamosi on Jordy Nelson or Asa Jackson on Randall Cobb, it could be a long night. A long night next Sunday night for the Lions if they don't have Darius Slay back. Nevin Lawson's struggling right now. Did not have a good game tonight. Nobody really played well on that defense. I mean, I think, again, too much time for Dak Prescott. The pass rush was inconsistent. I know Ziggy got a sack, and I thought Kerry Hyder played a pretty good game. A'shaun Robinson was decent against the run, but there are some guys on that defensive line that did absolutely nothing tonight. Haloti Ngata barely called his name. Devin Taylor is a backup at best. The Lions, I know they're going to need cornerbacks. They're going to need linebackers. They're going to probably need another defensive end, too. He is not a starter. Boy, he got faked on that quarterback keeper by Dak Prescott. He doesn't get to the quarterback. Prescott had all day tonight to throw the football. And look, I understand it's the Cowboys and it's their offensive line, and they are tremendous. I mean, that Dallas O-line is the best in the game. And look, Eric Ebron had some decent numbers tonight, catching eight balls. But boy, oh boy, did Martin Mayhew whiff by not taking Zach Martin, number 70. He is a road grader on that line. And it's tough to get to Dak Prescott. Prescott finished tonight 15 of 20, 212 yards and 3 touchdowns. But again, only sacked once. Whereas Matthew Stafford tonight, 26 of 46, 260, no touchdowns. He got picked, sacked 4 times. Cowboys knew what to do tonight, and they knew to pin their ears back and get after Stafford, especially in the second half. But if they can get Theo Riddick healthy where he's that weapon out of the backfield, I think the Lions can score on Green Bay. The Packers' defense does nothing for me. All right, in the last couple of weeks, I've watched Sam Bradford, Adam Thielen, Deontay Thompson of the Bears, Matt Barkley tear up that Packers secondary. It's going to be another shootout because Aaron Rodgers is rolling right now. I like the position the Lions are in. I think they showed tonight they can compete with the best teams in the league and went down to Dallas and led in the second quarter. And then, you know, some poor decision-making. The Stafford interception was a killer. And, you know, Dallas solved the Lions' offense in the second half. The Lions went away from the run, which I thought was a mistake. But again, when you were talking about Dallas, we're talking about three Pro Bowl offensive linemen, probably the MVP in the league in Zeke Elliott, and a quarterback that's just, you know, carving everybody up. So I'm not going to sit here tonight and say season's over, SOL, Lions are going to lose to the Packers, blah. Look, Lions still might get into the playoffs. I don't think you should want that. I think you should want the division. Green Bay Packers are beatable. And I watched him against Minnesota the other day, and yes, Rodgers is rolling, and that O-line is healthy, and T.J. Lang is back, and they look good. And Ty Montgomery's adding a different dimension at running back. But if the Lions are going to be at home, where the crowd's going to be crazy, and an opportunity to, you know, knock off Green Bay at home, something they should have done last year if not for the botched coaching at the end of the year or at the end of the game with the Hail Mary. I think the Lions can definitely win the football game. CJ Shebester tweets to me at Derry Speaks. Not hard to spot mismatches against this motley crew of corners. Yeah, without Darius Slay and Quandre Diggs, they're light at cornerback. I'd be stunned if Bob Quinn doesn't have a Darius Barnes back up. And I know Alex Carter was active. The Lions have got to figure that situation out for this week, especially against Aaron Rodgers. But Batamosi tonight was brutal. He's more of a special teamer, and Asa Jackson's terrible. As far as the end of the game, Justin writes in, what is Caldwell doing throwing the ball at the end of the game? Why is Stafford even in? That's from at JM Fogart. I agree, Justin. I did not understand that at all. That made absolutely no sense to me why Matthew Stafford was in that game with a minute to go in the game. Terrible. He was already beat up. That's it. They're lucky he didn't get hurt. Very lucky. Heart of a Lions fan writes in, yep, Caldwell thought he could sit on a 7-point lead, outscored 28-0 since. Hashtag coaching matters. Darren Lauer writes in, thank you in regards to my tweet about Jim Bob Cooter going away from Zach Zenner. Two downs to get 1 yard, three timeouts into the half, and they didn't do it. Didn't make a lot of sense to me at all. People ripping on Stafford. Mark Milligan, our eighth-year veteran quarterback, is looking at a $20 to $25 million extension. SOL. Can we get off Matthew Stafford, please? The guy's doing everything he can. He throws the ball to T.J. Jones. He drops it. He throws the ball to Ebron. He drops it. He's playing behind an offensive line tonight that at one point was playing three rookies at once. Joe Dahl was at left guard, rookie. Graham Glasgow was at center, rookie. And Taylor Decker was out there. And I thought Joe Dahl did all right in the few series that he played. The left guard from Washington State. So maybe they found something there. He's better than Lakin Tomlinson, I'll tell you that. But I thought the O-line in the first half did a pretty good job. Lions were cruising. But again, adjustments made in the second half. You give the Cowboys some credit. Plus, they're really good. They're 13-2. They've been beaten by one team all year. John Kanya II writes in, easy to throw to Dez every time without Slay there to lock him down. Huge key. Huge key for next week is going to be Darius Slay. Hopefully his hamstring's okay and he can play. Because without Darius Slay against Green Bay, it's going to be tough. But I think the Lions can win. I do. All right, 42-21 Cowboys over the Lions. A little abbreviated version of our podcast here on Locked on Lions. Big week ahead, certainly, with the Lions and the Packers. Everybody calm down, relax. The Lions will be at home Sunday night. I know what everybody's thinking. I do. But I think I like the Lions' chances. I do. But they're going to have to outscore Green Bay, and they're going to have to get some pressure on Aaron Rodgers and find a way to get to him. Got to get to him. Somehow, some way, they've got to find a way to get to him. All right, guys. Have a great night.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.